Welcome to the online Kenya Daily News Brief. Kenya secured a 24 billion Kenyan shillings loan from China for Nairobi's intelligent transport system, as the US pledged 19 billion Kenyan shillings in medical funding for Kenya and four other African nations. Former CS Moses Kuria claimed a mafia is inflating drug prices. The National Youth Fund has not received government disbursements this financial year. Nairobi County warned landowners over lease renewals. Kenha announced all-day traffic disruption on the Nairobi-Nakuru Highway for a road project. Ahead of Thursday's by-elections, CS Ruku and Governor Mbarire alleged a UDA voter intimidation plot, while IEBC and IJ Kanja issued warnings against interference. Former CS Justin Muturi criticized plain-clothed police deployment. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business.
Safaricom launches its first 15 billion Kenyan shillings green bond, part of a 40 billion Kenyan shillings program offering tax-free interest. Kenha issues a 30-day ultimatum for illegal billboard removal. Family Bank's profit after tax surged 56% to 3.5 billion shillings, while Eurasia adds Jeep and Citroen to its Kenyan lineup.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.